Ready? Here we go. So on the first day, we spoke about, before we went to the Mishnayos, we actually were makdim, we gave a hakdama to Mishnayos. We spoke about three things. We spoke about why we learn Mishnayos. We spoke about what Mishnayos are, and we spoke about the structure of Mishnayos. Just take a few minutes to chaz of that. We said that, bottom line, the Gemara says, if you want to be a serious Talmid Chacham, you got to know Mishnayos first. That's the halacha, first get the breadth before the depth. And we said that if you had to choose between depth and breadth, breadth is the way to go. That's how the Gemara says. Right? It also says that if you're finding your learning difficult or frustrated, because you don't know your Mishnayos well. So Chazal's advice is get Mishnayos clear first. We also said, hashkafically, we said that the Arizal said that you should start your day with Mishnayos and the Berhete Pasim Allah Halacha. And we also said that there's a Midrash that says that, you know, in the Zichus learning Mishnayos will bring about the Kibbutz Golios at the time of Mashiach. So, all good things. As far as the what the Mishnayos are, we said that it was written about the year 200 by Rebbe, or at least edited and finalized by him, a collection of the different private notes people had, and it's what I term to use the term syllabus. It's a syllabus for the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay, upon this structure was based first the Yerushalmi and then the Bavli, and that's right, the Torah Shebaal Peh syllabus, so we shouldn't forget it, is here in the Mishnayos. And we spoke about the structure. The structure is that the Mishnayos are divided into six Sedarim. Zroim, we had a mnemonic for that called Zman Nakat, which means grab on to time, Carpe Diem. So it's Zroim, Moed, Nashim, Nazikin, Kachim, and Taharos. We said that the six Sedarim are divided into each one to Masechtas. Originally in the Chazal time there were 60 Masechtas, now there are 63, because the three Bavas of Nazikin got split up from Bava to Bava Kama, Matziah, and Basra, and also that added two more from one to three, and also that Sanhedrin was split to Sanhedrin and Makos, bringing it to 63. So today we have 63 Masechtas, and the Masechtas are divided into Prakim, chapters. There are a total, if you count, 525 Prakim in our standard printing, although we said that two of them are actually Brises, the last chapter in Bikurim, the last chapter in Avos, early Brises, so there really are 523 by our total chapters, and then the chapters are divided into what we usually call Mishnayos. The Yerushalmi calls them Halachos. There's a total of 4,192. So, there you go. That's the structure. Okay, fine. So the first, now then we were Maktim on Zeroim, which is our Seder first. Zeroim is agricultural law. Has in it 11 different Masechtas. The first is Brachos, and that's our Masechta, of course. We said Brachos is divided into 9 prakim, and the first 3 are devoted to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The pashtus is Kriya Shema is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The pashtus is the first 2 of the 3 parshas of the d'oraisa ones. The third is midrabanan added on. And we spoke about all the different opinions. Then chapters 4 and 5 of brachas are dealing with tefillah. 6, 7, and 8 are dealing with the birchas nenin, brachas on food, birchas amazon and zimun. And the 9th chapter is Birchas Hoda'ah, blessings of thanks for good things that happened to you and seeing and experiencing beautiful things. That's the structure. Okay, fine. Now we are going to now begin, Bez Hashem, with the first parak of Brachos inside. Parak Rishon, Mishnah Aleph. Me'ei Masai Korin Shema Ba'arvis. From when do you read Shema in the evening? We start with evening because it says, the pasuk says, "Uveshach b'cha uvekumecha," in your lying down and in your getting up. And we said the term "in your lying down" is ambiguous. If it's the time you lie down and go to sleep, or the whole time you're lying down, and that's just machlokas here. First, we say, "Mishaash kohanim nechnasan leechol b'trumasan." You can start from the time the kohanim go and eat their truma. That's from tzeis kochavim. That's the beginning time. Ad sofa ashmura harishona, till the end of the first watch. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have till the first third of the night. The night's divided into watches, halacha, into 3 different watches. So if it's 12 halachic hours, the first 4, that's a third of 12, first 4 hours are the time to say Kriya Shema, because Rabbi Eliezer learned that b'shach b'cha, in your lying down, means the time people go to lie down. Okay? The Chacham Omrim Ad Chatzos, we'll explain in a minute why, they say till midnight. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel's opinion was, Ad Sh'yale Amud HaShachar, you have the whole night until Amud HaShachar, first light of dawn, all 12 hours of the night, because he learns that b'shach b'cha, in your lying down, means the whole time people lie down in their beds. That's the machlokas in the pasuk. What it means? And we have a story now. Maisa Shabo Banav and Besa Mishta. It once happened that his sons came to him. Rabban Gamliel's sons came to him from the wedding. Amrulo, they said to him, Lo Karinu Es Shema. They said, we didn't yet say the Shema. Now they were saying, remember, it's after Chatzot, after midnight. So according to Rabban Gamliel, you have the whole night. But according to Chacham, they said you have till Chatzos. They were asking, do the Chacham really agree to you that you can say Shema the whole night? Or really they meant Chatzos, and that's really the end? So he answered them, Amr Lahem. Excuse me, Amr Lo, he said to them, no, I'm sorry. Amr Lahem, correct. Amr Lahem, he said to them, Im Lo Ala Amr HaShachar, he said to them, if first light hasn't happened yet, Chayavin Atem Likros, you still have a mitzvah, an obligation to read Shema, because the Chacham really agreed to me. Velozu Bilvad, not just by Kriya Shema, Ela Kol Masha Amrim Kol Masha Amrim Chacham Ad Chatzos, whenever the Chacham said you have till midnight, really mitzvasan ad Shiyala Amr HaShachar, you have really until the first light in the morning. Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim, for example, the burning Hector, the offering on the altar, the burning of the chalavim, the fats from all the different korbanos, or the evarim, the limbs of the korban olos, the fully burned offerings, mitzvasan ad shiyala amud shachar. The mitzvah really is the whole night. You can burn them the whole night as long as by amud shachar they're all burnt up. And similarly, v'chol ha'ne'echalim l'yom echad, all the different korbanos, for example, like a chatas that the kohanim have to eat in one day. We explain one day means if you bring the korban in a Monday afternoon, you have until what do you call Tuesday morning, that's called one day in this context. At that point, it's called Nosar, it's gone too far, you left over the Korban. The mitzvah is to eat it in one day, it was one afternoon and one night. And of course, after that you get Karas, so the rabbi said you should eat it by Chatzos, but that's only Midrabanan, Mitzvasan Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar, really the mitzvah Midoraisa, you can eat it and should eat it the whole night. Im Kain, if that's true, Lama Amru Chacham Ad Chatzos, if you have the whole night, why did the rabbi say until midnight? Because they wanted to keep people distant from Avera, from sins. Mishnah Beis. Me'emes Lekor Nishma B'Shachris. What about in the morning time? From when can you read the Shema? In the morning. Remember the Pasuk was there, Uvukumecha, when you get up. Mishiyakir Ben Techeles LaLavan. When you can recognize the difference between the color Techeles, that blue of the Tzitzis, and Lavan, and white. We had two Pshatim. Either we said, Kepshuto, you look at your Tzitzis and this blue circles and white circles, loops, and see the difference? Yeah? You know, we're not going to... Hold. Ask me afterwards. We'll never get those kind of questions there. I'll answer, but after. So, the other shot, some of Forsham say, you could tell the difference between that kind of dark blue and white, even in a basic pitch black room. So therefore... Even with minimal light, without any natural sunlight, and therefore they say it must be that it was wool that absorbed blue dye and had white patches, and you could pick out the white patches. Okay? Either way, we said that's about 50 minutes before sunrise. 5-0. Approximately, yeah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he doesn't agree. He says you need more light than just simply the minimum amount of light to see from white and blue. He says, Bein Techeles Lekarsi, you need enough light from the sun over the horizon to distinguish between Techeles, the blue color, and Karsi, the like a leek, we'll call it green, blue and green. So he's more strict, therefore you have to be closer to sunrise and have more sunlight before you can say Shema. Now, Vagomra Ad Netzachama, you have to finish saying Shema, according to this, according to Eliezer, by Netzachama. By the time sun has come up, the first Netz means spark, the first sun over the horizon, the time to say Shema is over because that's the end of the time normal people get up. Uvukumecha. By then, everyone's up out of bed, so it's too late. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Ad shalosh shaos. You have 3 hours, and those 3 halachic hours. Because why? Sheken derech b'nei malachim la'amod b'shalosh shaos. Rich kids, children of princes, and so actually sleep in later. Even though usually you go after rov to determine something like this, and they're just a meat, they're just a minority. Nevertheless, Klal Yisrael can rely upon being like b'nei malachim. Fine. Hakora Mikan Ve'elech? No, the robe is a regular person. B'nai Malachim is a miyat, so you would think, why wouldn't, you know, normally if the Torah is saying normal time to get up, they're not normal, they're spoiled. But even so, we can rely and act like B'nai Malachim. Hakora Mikan Ve'elech, if one reads after this point, after now the 3rd hour of the day, Lo Hifsid, he doesn't lose saying the brachas of Kriya Shema, he can still say them. Ka'adam Hakora, he can still say them, and halach l'maisa, we say you should say them like normal shacharis by the end of the fourth hour, and b'diavad till the end of till chatzos. And one who does read Shema, it's ka'adam hakorah b'torah. He's like a guy reading the Torah, gets a mitzvah of learning Torah, and that's it. Mishnah Gimel. Beishame Omrim, he learns, Beishame says, Be'erev kol adam yatuv yikru, every person has to actually physically lie down to say the Shema. Uva boker yamdu, and in the evening have to, excuse me, in the morning have to stand up to say Shema. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Uva shach b'cha, in your lying down, Uva kumecha, and you're getting up. So that's what it means, what it says. Right, remember, he learned that they could have said just Erev and Boker. So the fact that it says specifically lying down, it meant Dafka lying down. Uveis Hill Omrim, they reject that. They say, Kol Adam Kora Kedarko. People can say it however they want. Shene Amar, Uvelech Techa V'derech, as it says, and in your going on the way. You're going on your way, the way you do it. Im Kain, if that's true, the Mishnah asks, Lama Ne'amar Uveshach B'cha V'kumecha. So then why did the Pasuk say, in your lying down and getting up, if that's not what it meant? So Beis Hillel will answer, B'sha'ah, it's the time Shebnei Adam Shochvin, that people go to lie down, U'b'sha'ah Shebnei Adam Omdin, it's the time that people get up. It's giving you a time. We have the story, Amr of Tarfon, Ani Hayisi Baba Derech, you know, it happened to me one time that I was going on the way, V'hiteisi Likros, and I lay down to say Shema, K'divrei Beis Shammai, because I wanted to yield to that Shita also, like to back both horses. V'sakanti Ba'atzmi Pnei Alistim, and I got in danger of my life because of the robbers. Amrlo, so the rabbi said to him, listen, it's an idiom, literally doesn't translate word for word, but it means it would have been your own fault if something would have happened to you. She'avar tal divrei Beis Hillel, because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel, which you're not allowed to do. And we said, even though a person can be machmir for Beis Shammai, that's not in a case where it's soser Beis Hillel, and here it's machlokus over the pshat and the pasuk, what the words of v'shach b'cha v'kumecha mean. So here you're actually annulling the words of Beis Hillel by going like Beis Shammai. Not allowed to do that. So, I know, but to dafka lie down, I'll say it one more time, Reb Tarfon wanted to get both, like Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, because he's darko, lying down, and, but the problem is, since he's being strict for Beis Shammai, he's saying that the pasuk actually means, Uveshach b'cha means in your lying down. And Beis Hillel said, no, it doesn't mean that at all. So to paskin, to act in that way, he's actually saying Beis Hillel is wrong, which you can't do. That's why here it's worse. Afterwards, yeah? Right. Beshach, I'll answer every question. I'll stay here till midday if you want.
Are you answering them now?
No. When we finish, I'll answer everything to midday. Hold the questions unless you don't hear me. B'shachar, Mishnah Dalet. B'shachar, in the morning, Mavarach Shtayim Lefanehel, V'achas Acharea. There's two brachas of Kriyishma before Kriyishma, V'achas Acharea, and one afterwards, like we have in our Siddur. Uve Erev, and in the evening, Shtayim Lefanehel. There are two brachas before Kriyishma, V'shtayim L'Acharea, and two brachas afterwards. Now, Achas Aruka, V'achas Katsara. One of the brachas, we're talking about the two brachas before. One of them is Aruka, one of them is Katsara. We had two pshatim. Rashi says, an aruch, an aruka, means it has more than one topic squeezed in there. And Rambam learned that an aruch means it starts with baruch and ends with baruch. Okay? Now, makam sha'amr laharich, in a place, in a bracha that the rabbi said has to be an aruch, more than one topic, or begin and end with both baruch, en rashai lakatzer, you have no permission to abbreviate it, according to whichever pshat. If the rabbi says you have to make a short bracha, one topic or only one baruch, en rishai laharich, you can't make it into an aruch. And similarly, lachtam, where they said to make a chasima, you have to end with the words baruch, en rishai shalol lachtam, you can't leave out that second baruch. Vishol lachtam, and if they said you can't say a second baruch, en rishai lachtam, you can't add a second baruch. And we spoke out, according to Rashi, that chasima is different than aruka, but according to the Rambam, the first part when it says Einu Rishai Laharich, it's talking about the first baruch, and the chasim is talking about the last baruch in the bracha. Mishnah Hey, Mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, you have to mention the Exodus of Egypt even in the evening. Amar Reb Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana, I am like a man of 70. Really, he was 18, or the Yerushalmi says 16. Blo Zachisi, and I didn't have the schus to convince them or have a riot to convince the rabbis. Shetamar Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos, to that you have to say Yitzias Mitzrayim also in the evenings. Ad Shadarsha Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma, the great Darshan, gave a drasha. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Lama'an Tizkor as Yom Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, so that you should remember the day you went out of Egypt, all the days of your life. Why does it say all the days of your life? Yimei Chayecha would be sufficient to tell you the yamim, the days. The extra kol in kol yimei chayecha also includes the leilos. That's Ben Zoma's drasha. And the Chacham say that that drasha isn't a hechrich. The Chacham say yimei chayecha, the days of your life. That's talking about olam hazeh, normal times. Kol yimei chayecha means even in days of yimos lahav yimos mashiach, when the second redemption is so much greater than Egypt, still there'll be a mitzvah to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Chacham lahalacha back down, there's a mitzvah to be mazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim both in the morning and the night. And by the way, that's why you should have kavana lahalacha to become mitzvah doraisa. When you say the third parsha of Shema, that last pasuk, you should have kavana, I'm now filling the mitzvah doraisa of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Good. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hayakora b'Torah, if a person was reading Torah, reading from a Torah scroll, the Yigiyaz Mana Mikra, and the clock struck that it's now time to say Shema. Let's say it's just before sunrise. Im kivan libo yatza, if he has kavana, then he'll be yotzi. Vim lav lo yatza, if he doesn't have kavana, he won't be yotzi. So the machlokas, amoraim, and it goes to the very end. If mitzvah strichos kavana, if to be mekayim a mitzvah, if you need to have kavana, and lalach we say yes, you do lacharchila have to have kavana. However, to understand the Mishnah, if the pshat is mitzvah strichos kavana, it's pashat. If you just read the Shema but didn't think I'm being mekayim the mitzvah, you didn't get the mitzvah. However, if you pass a mitzvah enos strichos kavana, we're talking about a case where a person is being magia, he's a correcting Torah scrolls, and he's saying the words like, you know, perhaps improper violations, just you know, to cross check two different Torah scrolls. So if he doesn't have kavana to be meduyak in pronouncing the violation, he won't be yotzi. Beprakim, now, what about interruptions? Beprakim, if you're in a perek, that means we said between each of the three different parshas of Shema or the brachas of Shema, as we'll define shortly, shoel mitnei hakavod umeshiv. You're allowed to shoel, to initiate a greeting for the sake of kavod, to someone who you have an obligation to be mechabed, like a father, or a person who knows more than you or taught you halacha, umeshiv. And similarly, really, it's a kol shekein, you're allowed to answer them. If they say hello to you, you can respond if you're at a perek, you know, not in the middle. However, uve'emtza, if you're in the middle of a parsha, then it's raised, the standard. Shol mitnei yira, you can only initiate conversation if there's a yira issue, a fear issue. Right? If a mitzvah to be miyar, then let's say, like your father also, or umeshiv. And similarly, you can also answer, but only out of yira, not simply out of kavod. That's Divrei Reb Meir. And the Rebbe Yehuda takes it half a notch down. He says, be'emtza, if you're in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, then shol mitnei yira, then indeed, he agrees with Reb Meir, you can only initiate out of yira. Umeshiv mitnei kavod, but you're allowed to respond, since responding is like, let's say, less of poge and the kavod of Hashem or Kriya Shema, you're allowed to respond even only out of kavod. So it takes a step down. Uba prakim, and if you're in the middle of the parsha, so between the brachas, then you can initiate shalom ne'a kavod, like Rameir said, umeshiv shalom l'kol adam. But if someone says hello to you, you can respond, good morning, to anybody. Okay, and we said lahalacha, this the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but we said, no, I didn't say the pshat of fear of death, because it's a difficult pshat. I know. I'm only saying one pshat. But there's a mitzvah to have yira of your father also. But say certainly like a just a regular person who knows more than you. There's no mitzvah of yira, only of kavod. A rabbi walks by you, so you don't have to. That's yeah. Yes, in the rav. It's a difficult pshat, though. We discussed it, right? Because okay, according to that pshat, we said it's someone who you're afraid is going to call you. It's difficult to say kill you. Because either it would be that cause you monetary damage or something like that. You have to say. Very difficult. That's very difficult. Okay. Yeah, okay. Mishnah Beis. Now we define exactly where are the prakim. Elohein ben aprakim, these are the ben aprakim. Ben bracha rishon lishniya, between the first and second bracha. Ben shniya lishma, between the second bracha and the Shema, the first pasuk of Shema. Bein Shema Levayim Shemoa, and the second parsha, the Gra spoke out Yahav Amina why this whole thing is necessary. You might think that Shema itself, the first pasuk, is a separate parsha. I don't know, the first two psukim. Bein Vayim Shemoa Levayomer, between the second and the third parsha. Bein Vayomer Emes V'yatziv, and again between the word Emes V'yatziv at the end. I appended on, we said that the pasuk in Yirmiyah says Hashem Lokechem Emes. So Chazal put the word emes after the end of the third parsha Shema, which ends Hashem Elokeichem, to remember that idea also. So I made a mistake, just a correction. The pasuk in Yirmiyah is Hashem Elokim emes. Okay, now the Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Rebbe Yehuda says Bein Vayomer LaEmes VeYatziv Lo Yafsik. You can't be mafsik at all. Now there's a machlokas going on if the status before was emsa or prakim and not here, but the pasha says he's saying no hafsaka at all. It's worse than be'emtza. Even for you can't be mafsik, so you say the word emes. Okay? So now. I don't remember between emes, Hashem Kechem and emes, if it's considered be'emtza or no matter what, you can't interrupt that. I don't remember. Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. He asks now, "Lama kad mashma levayim shemoa? Why does the first parsha come before the second parsha? Ela kadei shikabel lav ol malchus shemaim tachila, yet to be makabel two different olos yokes during Shema. The first of the two is malchus shemaim, that Hashem is there and He's real." And in the second parsha, only then you accept upon yourself the yoke of the mitzvahs. I asked what's the difference. I answered, all mitzvahs is that there's reward and punishment and actual consequences to your actions. In the end, olam hazeh, that Hashem reacts to you. And so one is reward and punishment, and one is that Hashem is there altogether. I'm being makatzer. Vayayim shemoa levayomer. Why is the second before the third? It answers Shavayim Shemoa is Nogba Yom of Alayla. It's applicable day and night because it has mitzvahs, say, for example, like teaching Torah. And the Yomer, the third parsha, which talks primarily about tzitzis, is Ena Nog El Bayom, it's just a day mitzvah. Yep. Mishnah Gimel. Hakore Shema Velo Yishmiel Azno. A person who says Shema but didn't say it audibly, or we said perhaps also, probably, if it's too noisy, he just didn't hear. Since the pasuk says Shema, hear it, but Shema can mean also understand. That's the Shaila. The Tana Kama says Yatza. Shema just means understand. It doesn't matter if you didn't actually hear the words B'nieved. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo Yatza. He says if you didn't hear it, you're not Makai in the midst of Shema. We say, l'halacha l'charchili, you should hear it, B'nieved, you're still Yossi. Now, Kara, v'lo diktik b'osi Yosea. If you read it, but you're not meduktik in the words, in the letters, we said the pshat there is that you said every word, is just that you didn't articulate between the letters. Like for example, like the words al levavecha, since there's two lamads back to back, if you run it to al levavecha, that's lo dikdek, which is lecharchili, you have to be meduktek. Bidi eved your yotzi lahalacha. Here it's a machlokas, right? Rabbi Yosi mar yatza, Rabbi Yehuda mar lo yatza. And I gave you homework, and I forgot to follow up. I said that mispronouncing a word is worse than lo dikdek, and perhaps you're not even yotzi but yevid. And I told you the homework was from the phrase shomer pesayim Hashem. Remember, because that's in Hallel, which is a mitzvah to say the midrabanan as it is. Hope you look at the. It's shomer pesayim. If you say shomer pesayim, it could be your pashat not yotzi Hallel, and it's a bracha levatal that you said in the beginning. Pesayim, darn close, right? Look, the chirik is under the yod, so it's pisayim. And ironically, right, the pasuk means Hashem protects the fools who aren't. Okay, anyways, but that could be worse than lo diktek. That's not pronouncing the word correctly. And we said there's a middle case that's sort of gray area. If you, for example, do the ha'avara wrong, like for example, we said like our example was ve'ahavta. So if you say ve'ahavta, putting the accent at the beginning of the word, that would mean and you loved Hashem, as opposed to ve'ahavta, and you will love Hashem. We're not sure if that's lo diktek or worse than lo diktek. That's a question.
Okay.
Hakar l'mafreya. If you read it l'mafreya, that means out of order. Not just that the parshios are out of order, like two before one, but the psukim are out of order. Then everyone agrees lo yatza. Karavita. If you're reading the Shema and you make a mistake, yachzor l'makom shata. You go back to the place you made the mistake. And of course, if you don't know where you made the mistake, then you go back to the earliest place where you might have made the mistake. Mishnah Dalid. This Mishnah is about Kavana. Ha'umnin korim barosha ilinim barosha nidbach. The professional workers are used to being in high places. They may say Shema even up in a tree or on the top of the wall or the scaffolding, the nidbach. Masha einan mashain la'asos ken b'tefillah. Even the umanim can't daven up in the tree because they won't have proper Kavana. They're scared they might fall out. And of course, someone who's not used to being up in the tree or up on a high place has to come down even for Shema. Mishnah Hey. A chasan is patur from Kriya Shema b'layla rishon. He's patur from Kriya Shema on the first night of his wedding, ad motzi Shabbos, until motzi Shabbos. Really, it means 4 days, but the Hanhaga then was the Gemara on a Wednesday night. So you have four. If you did im lo asamasa, if you didn't, he's got the fear of the Bilas mitzvah of his being the first time with his wife, assuming the wife's a basula, and therefore he's got a tear that the mitzvah, the chiddush is not, she's not just a regular osab mitzvah, it's a psychological asik. He's bothered psychologically, his mind is on what's going to be, is it going to work, what am I going to find. So that's really the chazal, the halach exempts him, not the chazal, excuse me, the Torah actually exempts him, learned that from a pasuk. And exemption will apply for up to 4 days. After 4 days, we say he's already calmed down, even if he hasn't been able to do the mitzvah, to the point that he's able to have kavana. And there's a machlokas if it applies to only the nighttime Shema or even the daytime Shema, because the daytime is not going to have tashmish anyways.
Okay.
Now, Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel, once it happened with Rabban Gamliel, Shakara Balala Rishon Shanasa, Taka actually said, Kriya Shema the first night of his wedding. Amr lo Talmidav, his Talmidim said to him, Lola Maratena Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, Rabbi, Shechasim Patim or Kriya Shema Balala Rishon, that the Chasim is Patzer the first night? Amalem, Eini Shemei Alachem Levatel Menem Malchus Shemaim Mephila Sha'achas. I'm not listening to you even for a minute to be Mevatel Kriya Shema, the Malchus Shemaim for me. We say that Kriya Shema is, like, whatever reason, more severe, and therefore he wasn't prepared to. Usually we say someone who's Machmir on themselves in a place they should be Patzer is like a Hedith, but here, Kriya Shema, for whatever reason, because of its Cheshivas, is not like that, and he wanted to be strict on himself. I don't think so. Not necessarily. He was Rabban Gamliel. He was part of the line of. He was Hillel's. Like, he was in the line, his father and his father and father all the way up. He took up from Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he's in the line of the Nesi'im, so I don't know how old he was. It could be. It wouldn't matter if it was his first wedding or not. Rachat Bal Harishon Shemesa Ishto. He also. Another story, a second story, is he washed himself on the first night that his wife died. Remember, he's buried his wife now, so he's no longer considered an onen, the midoraisa who cannot wash. He's only now just an avel, a mourner, who midoraisa, the pashas, can wash. It's just the rabban he can't wash. So he was lenient on himself. Amr lola tamidov, his student said to him, lola maratana rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, sha'avel asr lirchot, and avel can't wash themselves. Amr lahem, that's true. However, Eini kishar kol adam, I'm not like other people. Isnis ani, I'm an isnis, I'm a delicate person, or I'm just suffering from the cold, whatever it is. And to remove pain, you're allowed to. The problem with washing yourself, whether it's hot or cold, and your whole body, or aver, depending on different shitas, the problem is to be like indulging yourself, let's say. That's not proper, not permitted as an avil, but just to remove pain or discomfort, that would be permitted, and that was his case. And a third, final case, that he went not according to the normative halacha, let's say, Mishnah Zayin, Uk Shemes Tavi Avdo, when his servant Tavi, who the Talmud elsewhere called the Talmud Chacham, died, Kibel Alav Tanchum, and he accepted, on behalf of the loss of Tavi, he accepted Tanchum, like this formal consolation process. Yeah, maybe you come a little closer, but I'll keep reminding me, I'll speak up. It's, right? So he accepted Tanchumen, which the halacha is you only do that for your Zion Krovim, your Zion, your seven relatives, your father, your mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, and wife, and the sister who's a Bezula only, your sister's not married yet. He answers them, Amar lehem, ein tavi kashar kol havadim. Tavi wasn't like a regular evit. Kasher haya. He was a kasher. We said the Gra points out, as we asked, there are really two questions. Why did he mourn for Tavi? He was a slave. That's not halacha. And second of all, you don't mourn for anybody who's not your relative. And the Gra learns that both are in this answer. He says, first of all, he wasn't like a regular slave, so therefore the slave issue doesn't apply to him. Not only that, he was a kasher. He was like a Talmud Chacham, and he's like a student. And a person who's your student is considered like your son. Okay? Now, back to Kriya Shema Mishneh Ches. Going back in the previous halacha, it says a chassan imratz likros kriyashma laila rishon. If the chassan wants to say kriyashma on the first night of his wedding, so then korah, he's allowed to. He could. If he thinks he can have a kavana, he can. Try. Now, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol arot alita las Hashem yitol. Just because you think you can, you shouldn't try it. It's not appropriate. So the machlok is here. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel basically says, unless you know for a fact, unless you're known to be a proper Yirah Shemayim and so on, a tzaddik, it's not appropriate. It's mechti kiyura. It looks arrogant. You shouldn't do it. And the Tanakhama says, no, you could if you leave it up to you. La halacha pukpukert. We say now everyone says Kriyat Shema even on the first night because you say it's mechti kiyura. It looks arrogant to say, oh, usually I always have perfect kavanah and Shema, but just tonight I can't. Therefore, everyone says Shema, even on the wedding night. Okay. Now the halacha is like neither, really. The halacha has changed altogether, right? It's like the Tanna Kamma, but more. Everyone does say Kriya Shema. Okay? Perek Shlishi. Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav. If someone's relative, who he has to mourn for, is now dead and unburied. Literally, Mutal means lying in front of him, Mutal Lefanav. But it doesn't mean literal, it means he hasn't been buried yet, conceptually. Then he's patur mikriyas shma umina tefillin mina tefillin. He's exempt from kriyas shma and also tefillin. And really, the Gemara says in all mitzvah Shabbat Torah, he's off the hook because he's an onan. It's patur from everything. He's supposed to be osek in the mitzvah of the kavura. And the machlokas, what if he isn't? Because he lives in, you know, elsewhere and someone else handling the burial. There's a question if still he should be out of kavod ames, focusing just on the loss. Okay. Fine. Now, also someone who's involved in the burial, this next part of the Mishnah here, nosei amita, the people have to carry the coffin, the whatever it is, the bier, literally amita, where the body's lying, vechilu fein, and also the alternates, because everyone took turns carrying it towards the kavura, the burial, vechilu fein, and like the alternates, and it was a whole processional. Eshlef Neamita, whether they're, some of them, you know, have had their chance already. Chiluf literally means to switch, but the switcher offers, because, you know, let's say everyone gets a chance to carry part of the way, the mace, to the grave. So those who are Lifnei Amita means that they haven't had their chance yet. They're waiting for their chance to come to carry. Eshle Achar Mita, or those who already had their chance, and they're done with carrying the Mita. That's not the factor. This is the factor. Esh l'mita tzorach behen. If the mita still needs you, then you're also b'mitzvah, and therefore you're paturin. You're pater from Kriya Shema. Esh she'ein l'mita tzorach behen. If the mita doesn't need you, then you're not osik b'mitzvah. Chayav, and you have to say Kriya Shema. Take up the side and say Kriya Shema. Ve'elu ve'elu. And everyone in the whole processional is paturin min a tefillah. You're pater from tefillah either or and, but for both reasons. That Shema is Midoraisa, so it's more strict. You have to take a side and do it. And Shema is just a Rabbanan. Excuse me, Tefillah is just a Rabbanan. It could also be or and that Shema takes a moment and davening takes the whole time. It's not appropriate to stand on the side and start shuckling away. Well, it's a design. As opposed to Shema, you can say it and go. Mishnah Beis. Kavru es ames v'chazru. Now, once the processional has buried the mace, they're going to now walk back at the time of this Mishnah here to the shuros. The shuros are these two masses of people and with a space in the middle through which the mourners pass and get consoled. So, as they're walking back from the grave to stand in one of the two lines, the shuros, im yachon lahaschil v'ligmor ajlo yagil ashura, if they're able to say the whole Shema before they get to the shura, right? They're off the duty, off halachic duty of being consoling until they get there. Then yaschilu, they should say Shema, even the first parsha, even the first pasuk. Vim lav, if they can't say Shema or the first parsha, the first pasuk, before they get to the shura, lo yaschilu, don't even start it. Ha'omdim b'shura, now once they're in the shura, in those two lines, two crowds, ha'panimim paturin, those who are on the inner part, close to the those who are mourning, who can see, they can see their faces, now they're obligated in consoling, therefore that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, so they're exempt from the mitzvah of Shema. V'chitzon, and those who are standing outside, I deep in the crowd, and they can't see, their faces can't be seen, now they're chayav in Shema, because they'll say Shema, and it's not, their bodies are still there as part of the crowd, but their face is free to do other things. So they're not putter anymore. Mishnah Gimel. These are the people who are exempt from Kriya Shema. Nashim. Women are exempt because it's time-bound. Va'avadim. These are an avid Kanani, because they have halachas like a woman. Only they're exempt from pods of time-bound mitzvahs. Ukatanim. Children. The Rav says, even though they're higil chinuch, they're at educational age, still, since the father's not around all the time to educate them, the Chazal didn't make this chinuch apply to them. They're paturin mekriyashma umina tefillin. And tefillin for children, the reason why is because we are afraid there'll be mefiach in them. They'll pass gas while wearing them. V'chayavin, but all these people, like say women and avadim, and children that are able to have chinuch, they're chayav in tefillah, in prayer, which is not time-bound, even according to the Rambam that holds us to doraisa every day, since it's all day. U'mezuzah, and mezuzah, putting up mezuzah, the havmin is it would be connected to tefillin. Uvirchas amazon, and also birchas amazon, they have to say, they have to bench. And there's a machlokas if women are obligated midoraisa midorbanan, because the pasuk said vechalta v'savata uveirachta ala arta tovar shnasalach. So you'll eat and be satisfied on the food and also on the land. Since women didn't get a piece of land, there's a question of their chayiv midoraisa, but they're for sure machayiv midorbanan. Mishnah Dalin, we said that Ezra was a masakin that. If a person's a Baal Keri, he had a seminal emission, whether on purpose or an accident, he now needs to go to the mikvah first before he can say Shema and perhaps all Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, and for sure learning Torah. Everyone agrees learning Torah was the ikar part of the Takana. So now what if he is a Baal Keri and he can't say Shema? So what should he do? So we'll read it twice. According to the Bavli, it reads, Mahar Belibo, he should think in his heart the words of Shema. As a machlokas, if here who are thinking it's kadibur dami is like speaking it out, and if it is, then that would be yoti shma, which is a bidyev way to say it, but you can't speak it out because of Ezra. And according to those who say that it's lav kadibur dami, it doesn't count. Thinking isn't like speaking, which is the halacha. So then, at least he's not sitting batel. Everyone else is being makabel olav omachushamaim. He shouldn't just think about the other things. But he doesn't say the brachas, lo lefanev lo lachareh, neither before or after, because those brachas are midrabanan, and there for sure he does nothing. Right? Val hamazon, and as far as mazon goes, the benching, which is also doraisa, mevarach laachrav, he should do the benching before, but pashas in the machshava, he should think the benching, like that's parallel to the first case, ve'enu mevarach lefana, but do nothing in the bracha rishona, because that's only durabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda rejects this. He says that Ezra was only misakin on Talmud Torah, being involved in learning proper, but his takana never covered at all Kriya Shema and other things like that. So he says, Mevarach lefneim ulachreim, say the bracha before and the bracha afterwards. The whole thing, do everything normal for Shema. There was, the Gra went with the Yerushalmi's reading, which is a little different, that comes in a different place. I'll say the first part again. They read, it's not, the Gra and the Yerushalmi say, of course you have to say Shema, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's this Mishnah is dealing just with the brachas, and it reads, "Balkeri mahar belibu ve'enu mavarech." He should simply think the words in his heart, but not actually say the brachas. Lo lefanev lo lachareh, neither before nor afterwards. So you just take out the comma, okay? Ezra is like the 4th century BC, and the Yerushalmi is like the 2nd century AD, like 400 years difference. Ezra way before. And remember, we said the halacha tekanas Ezra doesn't apply today. Bottom line, because it was a takana that Tzibur wasn't able to be omed on, it was too much for people to take on, therefore it's the halacha, it's off. This is not the halacha today. Mishnah Hey, Haya omed betfilah. Now what happens if you're davening v'nizkar shu balkeri, and you remember, oh my gosh, I am a balkeri. So what do you do? Lo yafsik, don't stop. Eli katzer, just shorten your davening. We said the pshat is that you say just the beginning and the end of each bracha. Like, Ata chun l'adam das, baruch ata Hashem, chunin hadas. You cut out the middle of each bracha. Right? You can't stop the middle, it's not proper cover. Yara litbol, what happens if a person went to the mikvah, let's say, before sunrise, and now the sun is coming, and he has to say Shema, we're going like that, because l'charchil, you say Shema before sunrise. I'm going to make a shameless pitch right now for the Nates minion. Nates is now after 6 o'clock again. Everyone can make it to Nates. You should come. That's the L'Charchil way to Daven. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow right over here for Nates. I think Nates is, I think, 6:03 tomorrow morning. Not so bad anymore. And that's the way to do it. So here's the deal, right? Yar Litbol, you're sitting in the mikveh, and now Nates is coming. Im Yachol Lalos V'Lizkasos V'Likros. Im Yachol, if he's able, La'alos, to come out of the mikveh, U'Lizkasos, and cover himself, V'likros, and to say Shema ad shelo tane tzachama, before they tzachama, then he should indeed ya'ale, get up, v'yizkasa, cover himself, v'yikra, and say it. And there are two factors going on here, and this is la halacha. To say a davar shel kedusha, you need to be A, have your private parts covered, and B, you can't have libo roes ha'erva. You have to have something that divides between like your upper body, your heart, from seeing, quote unquote, your erva, your privates. There's two different, remember, two parts. So if we said, example, if you're wearing like a long, like a nightgown, you'd have to put a belt on also. Why am I saying those two points? The covering has to have that. But here what happens is, what if you can't get out and you're in the water? Vim lav, if you can't. Yiskasa b'mayim v'yikra. You have to cover yourself with the water and say Shema. How do you do that? So if the water is clear, you got a big problem. You have to kick up the dirt. And what will happen is, your bottom part of you will be covered because the dirt will be, the water will become, you know, murky, and the water will be a different region than the air outside. So your heart and your upper and lower parts are separated by the water itself. Okay, that's how you do it, right? Avaloyis kas lebamayim harayim, but you can't cover yourself in water that's disgusting, because you can't see any davar shel kedusha in a place where the water smells, and for that matter, anything that smells. We said the pasuk says, "Vaya machnecha kadosh." You have to have a holy camp, which means that you can't do a davar shel kedusha, say a thing of holiness like Shema, if there's filth there. Yeah, and anything that smells means you can't say a davar shel kedusha in a smelly place. And similarly, lo b'mea mishra, you can't say it in mea mishra, water they use to soak flax in, because it's a terrible smell. So again, since there's mamashas there, something there, and it smells, you can't say any davar shel kedusha. You have to distance yourself from the smell for amos. Distance yourself not from the filth, but from where the smell of the filth ends, another four amos. That's the halacha. It's a machlokas, but that's the halacha. Okay, now, here is our chasuri mechsra. Now, there are now missing words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah now is shifting gears and talking about urine in mid-sentence. Okay? And if you saw the email, put your hands up if you saw the email. Look in your junk email box. You set up like a Google group to send out stuff on the Mishnah, and I've been sending it out, but on deaf ears it's falling. So watch it. I'm sending out tests for those who want, like this in the email. And if you don't have the email, take one from here. Another thing, so I answered this question on the email yesterday. Either way, that urine is a problem midurabanan, even if it doesn't smell. Feces is a problem midoraisa, even if it doesn't smell. You can't see it at all and say Shema, and you can't even, it certainly can't smell, it can't be the presence of it. The rabbis extended it to urine. Now, if the urine smells, like anything that smells, all bets are off, you gotta get away from the smell. But what if there's urine in your presence, but it doesn't smell? The rabbi still said, no Shema in front of it, not nice. Back in the mission now, ad shiyat l'sochan maim, until you annul its halachic status as urine by pouring water into it. The missing words there, I know. Okay? And the amount of water is 1 revias per urination. Fine. It's part of the rabbis that said no saying a davar shel kedusha in the presence of urine, said, well, it's not considered urine for this purpose once you poured water into it. Now, become a yarchik mehem u'minatsoa. How far do you have to distance yourself from the urine or from the fecal matter or whatever it is, from the smell, the pashtas? Arba amos, four amos from the actual filth and also the smell. And we spoke out, if you can see the filth, then a million miles doesn't help. You can't, it's if you're looking at it, you have to turn away from the filth. And then on top of that, you have to be four amos away. Okay? It's a big problem, the halacha, I'll tell you, to say, to learn in the streets, or to say Shema on the streets or anything like that. When you're walking, if you're in a place that's like, say, doggy do, right? It's a problem. The doggy do, it's not the same status, but it's equally problematic. That you can't be near eye shot. Eye shot. It doesn't smell, but it can't be an eye shot. As long as it's on your side of you and four almost away and there's no smell, even though it's right there, it's okay. We have to turn your head from it. Okay.
The other thing, when you say Shema, on your eyes.
Not related. Ask me afterwards, but not ask me afterwards, but it's not related to this point. Ask me afterwards. Yep. Okay. Mishnah Vav. Zav Shra Keri. We said, the question's going to be now for this Mishnah, what happens if you're Tameh anyways? And then you have this issue of Tevilas Ezra of also going to the mikvah because of Keri, because of seminal emission. So, but it won't make you Tahor. You still have to go. So it says, Zav Shra Keri. If a person was a Zav, he saw at least two Zav emissions, this strange discharge out of him, which makes him now a Zav and Tameh for 7 days. Shra Keri, who also has a seminal emission, does he have to go? Or similarly, Anida, she had saw blood, and then she was Palta Shechva Zera, and then after that, semen came out of her, and again, Tekanas Ezra, you see here, applies to women also, being in contact with Keri, with Zera. So, again, the question is, if going to the mikvah wouldn't actually make them Tahor, because the Zav is Tameh, and Anida is Tameh for 7 days, so the mikvah won't help. And similarly, even more bigger chiddush, a mishameshes, a woman who first came into contact with Zera because she was with her husband, and then shiras anida, and then she became anida. That it's a bigger chiddush because she could have gone to the mikvah and become tahor from in between, and then she bled. All those cases, tzrich and tevila, tekanas Ezra still applies. It's not about becoming tahor. You need to go to the mikvah, man and woman alike. Here, and Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says no. No, if it won't help you, there's no point in going to the mikvah. Okay.
Why did Ezra make it on women?
Apparently extends to women. I don't know. It's like a mind boggler. No one, I've asked around, no one seems to really have much to say about it. I've asked around. If you find a good answer, I'd like to know it. The lach like, well, the whole thing's not no gay. Lach is kind of says it's off. Okay? Okay, now that's the end of Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Now we're doing Tefillah, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Dalet. Tfilas Shachar Chatzos. Shachris you have until midday. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Ad Arba Shaos, he says you have till the fourth hour. It's a machlokus of when you can bring the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar. Tfilas Mincha Ad Erev. Mincha can go until the evening time. Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Plaga Mincha. The evening time would mean Seisko Chavim. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Plaga Mincha. That means until the middle, Plag is the middle of Mincha Katana. He said Mincha Katana is the final 2.5 hours of the day. So after half, 2.5 is 1.25. So once it's 1.25 halachic hours till the end of the day, that is now already nightfall. And you can say your mincha time. And the halach is going to be, you can go like either one. You can daven, you can act like that night begins at plaga mincha, which we do say on Erev Shabbos, for example. Tfilas Erev Ein Lakeva. As far as Marv goes, the whole night's equally okay. B'shel Musaf and Kol Yom. The Musaf can be said the whole day. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Sheva Shaos, you should finish Musaf by the seventh halachic hour, and that's the halacha. B'diyev, you have the whole day. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Hayah Mispal, B'kninsasla, Beis HaMidrash, Ubi Yitziyaso. Sorry, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana said, he used to pray, B'kninsasla, when he went in the Beis HaMidrash, to the Beis HaMidrash, Ubi Yitziyaso, and when he finished learning, a tefillah katsara, a short tefillah. Amrlo, the rabbis said to him, Ma makam l'tfilazu, what's this prayer all about? He explained, Amar lahem, B'chni sasi, when I go in to learn, ani mispal, shlo teir t'kala yadi, I pray that no mishap should happen through me. I shouldn't get a wrong halach or make a wrong psak. Ubi yitziyasi, and when I leave learning, ani nosen hodai al chelki, I thank Hashem for my portion that I can sit and learn Torah. And this halach l'maisa is halacha, Shulchan Aruch brings it. You'll find the brach, you'll find, in the inside of your gemaras, you'll find that brachas before and after is different yourselves. Mishnah Gimel, Rabban Gamliel Omer. Now, as far as Shmona Esrei goes, he says B'chol Yom Mispal Adam Shmona Esrei. You should say the whole Shmona Esrei. Rabban Gamliel actually was misak in a 19th bracha, but still he calls it Shmona Esrei. Like we do, the whole thing. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Me'ei Shmona Esrei. He says like a miniaturized Shmona Esrei. It's the question, Rav and Shmuel, if that means the tefillah katsara, you're just chopping the brachas short, or if it's the middle bracha is along this havinenu bracha, that's one single paragraph that squeezes in all the topics, all 13 requests. On a regular basis, yeah. Although there are all sorts of exceptions, like when you have to, yes, on a regular basis, yes. Because people don't know it very well. They'll make mistakes. But if you don't, you don't. People didn't know it. They didn't have Sidurim. People make mistakes. Didn't have to. Not every human... This is every single Jew. Including the ones with, I don't know what, IQs of 90. So they're being lenient. Jews are Jews, right? So if it's a chov, it's a chov. So now the halacha, of course, of a sitter. Back then, they're arguing what you do. Right? Not everyone can do it. That was machlokas. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Rabbi Kiva says, listen, im shkur tefilas b'fiv, if you can do it, so then good, use pal shmon esrei. Vim lav me'ein shmon esrei. Then just do the shortened version. Mishnah Dalet. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he's now talking about ha'osa tefilas kva, if you make your tefila like fixed, like it's a burden, and you have to do it. Then ein tefilas tachnunim, your prayer doesn't really count, it's not supplication. And it, l'halacha, you're not even yotzi b'pashtas. If you don't mean it, what you're saying, you don't feel it, and according to some, you don't have the physical posture or the tone of voice that you're supplicating before Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Hamahalach B'Makom Sakana. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you're walking in a dangerous place, and now to daven, even a short davening would risk your life. Mispal Tefillah Katsara. Then you say a super short davening, not even the Havinenu or the Tefillah Katsara before. The same word Tefillah Katsara in the Mishnah has been two different things. Yeah, before Tefillah Katsara. Mekatzer, when Balkari mentions shortening each bracha, here it means basically a one-liner. You just say, Hosha Hashem, Es Amcha, Hashem, save your people, Es She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Israel, Bechol Parshas Ibor, all the time, even when they're turning aside to do sins, Yu Tzarchem Lefanecha, let their needs be before you, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shemei Tefillah, God who hears Tefillah. And that, of course, will tide you over until you get to a safe place, calm down, and then you'll have to still now daven again. A hashlama. Where's the Nusach Havinenu? The words are only in the Gemara. The words are in the Gemara of the Havinenu. That's even, this Tefillah Katsara, the Hosha Hashem, is even shorter. Oh, that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Me'ein Shmona Esrei. So Machlok is Rav and Shmuel, if that means each and every bracha short, or just the Havinenu bracha in the middle. Rabbi Yeshua says everyone does a tefillah katsara, and then machlok is Rav and Shmuel. That means each bracha or the havinenu. Rabbi Akiva says depends. Okay. Mishnah Hey. Hey rochav alachamor. If you're riding on a donkey, and yet the halach is yet to face towards Yerushalayim and have proper kavana, so you should get off. Yered. Vim any yachal lared. You can't get off. No one to hold your donkey. You want to be able to have proper kavana. Yachsras panav. Just turn your face. If you can't turn your face for whatever reason, can't face towards Yerushalayim, Yechavnes libo, then direct your heart connected base Kadosh HaKadoshim, as if you're facing the Kadosh HaKadoshim in your heart. Direct your prayers that way. The halacha is, by the way, that even if you could get off because you have someone to hold your horse, still you have to. You shouldn't, because you'll be nervous that the guys will run away with your horse. And you shouldn't put yourself in a matzv of davening that you won't be able to have kavana because one eye is watching something else. Yeah, okay. Mishnah, said, speak up. Mishnah Vav. Hayosha b'sfina, if you're sitting in a boat, or b'karan, or a wagon, or b'aza, or a raft, or a small boat, or in a stock, said Rashi, you can't, you're immobilized, then yichavnes libo, then simply, since you can't face physically, so then yichavnes, or you don't know which way to face, you're disoriented, maybe on the boat or the raft, direct your heart, connected base, kadosh kadashim. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ein tefilas musaf en el b'chever ir. He said the mitzvah of saying musaf is only with the minyan, and the community will say it as one, but a yachid can't say it. And the chacham omrim b'chever ir ushalo b'chever ir. The chacham say you can say it as a yachid also without a problem. Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said something different. Amar Mishmo, he says, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, no, Kol makam shesh chevra ir. Rabbi, he says that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if you have a minyan in the city, hayachid patur, you don't have to say it. Mitzvilas ha-musafin. However, if there's no tzibur, if there's no minyan, you're on your own, then you have to daven musaf. The lach, of course, is that we all daven musaf b'yachid ha-sibur. We need to. All right, a Mishnah Hay. Perakei Mishnah Aleph. Ein omlis pal elamatoch kovid rosh. You don't. You may not get up to daven unless you're in a framework of taking it seriously. The opposite of kalas rosh. Chasidim arishonim, the early chasidim, hayu shom shachas. They would wait a whole hour umis palin, and then they would daven. They take a whole hour kadei shiachavnu es libam lamakom in order to direct their hearts towards to know who they're davening to. The filo now. New point. Afilo melech shol b'shlomo. If you're davening Shmona Esrei, even if a king asks of your welfare, he says hello to you. Unlike Shema, lo yeshiveno, you may not answer him. This is talking about a Jewish king. We're not afraid he's going to kill you, of course. And similarly, afilo nachash karach halakevo. If there's an animal, a snake tied around your ankle, not a dangerous snake, lo yafsik, you can't stop. If it's dangerous, of course, and you could do whatever you can to save yourself. Okay, Mishnah Beis. Mazkir and Gevurah Kasham B'Tchias Ameisim. These are three different inserts we have in the Shemoneh Esrei. The first is to mention that Hashem does make the rain. You say that where? In the Tchias Ameisim, the second brach of Shemoneh Esrei. V'sholon HaGasham, you request for rain. B'Birchas Hashanim, in the bracha talking about Parnasa, the Birchas Hashanim, the bracha on the years, that they should be good. V'Havdala, and the insert for Havdala, and Moti Shabbos B'Chon Nadas, that you say in the fourth bracha, the first of the requests for intelligence, because you can't make Havdalah and have Bimav deal without intelligence. Rabbi Kiva says no. Omra bracha brevias b'fnei atzma. You say Havdalah as a fourth independent bracha, stand alone before Chonin Hadas. And Rabbi Eliezer, a third opinion on where you say Havdalah, says you say it in the whole da, in the bracha modim, just like other time inserts, like Yalav Yavo. And Mishnah Gimel, the last one we saw. Ha'omer, if one is davening from the Amud, and he inserts, you know, out of his own volition, he adds some words to his davening. He says, Al kan sipur yagiru rachamecha. Hashem, you're so great, your mercy reaches up to the bird's nest. Or he says, Va'al tov yizkar shemecha. He says, Hashem, you should be remembered for good. Or if he says, modim, modim, twice, like, thank you, thank you. Meshato, we silence him. Why? Because that's not the nusach, and their negative theological implications. Mistakes are mistakes, but these have negative implications, and we have to make a mocha. Al kan sipur yagiru rachamecha implies that Hashem's midos, what he does, is just, you know, he's a nice guy or something, and we say that's not what Hashem is. They're gezeras hamelech. Second pshat was it makes the bria jealous. As far as al tov yizkor shemecha, you should remember for the good. Well, Hashem isn't just... Everything that happens is Hashem, not just the good stuff. So it's, again, theologically a problem. It implied perhaps there's two competing forces. And similarly, modem, modem, thank you, implies like there's two different forces that you're acknowledging. So, mishatskeno so. And finally, ha'overlis ne'ateva, if the one who is in front of the teva, in front of the... that's called the bima, loosely speaking, and he's leading the as the shliach tzibur, and he makes a mistake. You know, he just loses track. Or the pasha is he loses track where he is. It could be also he makes a toast that's philosophically, theologically offensive. Or maybe historically the most common was he hesitated by Vilam Alshinim. Because they put that in there to spook out the Christians. So he sees hesitating. Yavar Achter Tachtav. Put someone else in his place immediately. Don't let him stick around. Kick him out. The person who's replacing him shouldn't be like the one who delays dragging his feet at that time. Usually the luck is if you're asked to daven for the Amud, you should like, you know, demur and say no, maybe someone else should do it. But here, run, because it's not a covet to tzibur or to tefillah to Hashem to stop like that, have a delay. Menayin hu maschil, and from where does he pick up b'tchilas habracha sheta'aba, from the place, from the beginning of the bracha where the mistake was made.